And as I understand the staff report, the city will not be moving some of the off-site leases to City Hall or contracting out some of the staffing that were included in the $12.6 million total if we move forward with this proposal. These costs are potentially $3.4 million, of which $2.6 million would be unbudgeted costs to the general fund. Is that correct?
Council member, I believe you're correct. Those numbers are more than just off-site leases. Those are costs that will continue even if we move to a new civic center, such as technology services, such as security. When we originally put this together almost 2 years ago, we hadn't filtered out those costs that were that will continue. Mr. Gross has done that within the last 6 months or so. So we do know that there's costs that will continue. We haven't completely determined what off-site leases will come into City Hall, and that, frankly, is a part of our negotiation with the project team and balancing that with what services are more appropriate to be in the neighborhood and in the community. So as Mr. Gross indicated on our November 11th study session, those costs become a budget issue on an annual basis and just included within our budget presentation.
So your staff report identifies the potential future tax revenue as the offset for these costs. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Since we're not clear yet to how much tax revenue we are going to receive, the maximum we expect is about $2.5 million in the first year after full build-out. We're in order to be conservative in that estimate, we're ranging anywhere from zero to 2.5, so we're not sure where it'll come in. So I think Mr. Gross gave you a range of what could affect the general fund.
And the revenues will be actually realized from the private aspects of the development, correct?
That's correct.
And though that component won't happen for 2 or 3 years after the Civic Center is actually complete.
That's correct. 2 or 3 years, probably accurate, so that's correct.
So the question I have is, how do we make up the difference in between?
That will be part of the annual budget effort, Mr. Gross has indicated his ability to handle that within the annual budget exercise.
All right. So my concern is that we don't. And I'll just take you back. I've been on the council for now 2.5 years, and my first year, the first budget, we were about $17 million plus in the hole. We were looking at cutting every type of service imaginable that our citizens enjoy today: parks and rec, public safety, infrastructure, public works. Everything was on the table. Libraries. We're in a much better position today because of a lot of prudent financial decisions by this council and great leadership from our city staff. However, I do not, I'm going to just be very clear, I do not want to compromise those services, a quality of life for the rest of the city to get this project done. Okay.
I understand that, and it's, I guess, important to kind of keep in mind that not proceeding creates, I think, more potential liability than proceeding. So I think if the increased general fund cost is anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million, I think that would be a wise investment for the city in order to avoid the potential results of a significant seismic event or some potential litigation.
So we will have to make some budget adjustments in the coming years to make sure that we are making good on our commitment for this project and making up the difference before there's actual real tax revenue realized.
I think that's correct, yes.
Okay.